Well, the stock market may not look good to you, and plenty of issues look like they're in trouble, but there's a difference between trouble and danger. And Kyle Guskey from New Constructs is here, and we are headed to the danger zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone, the part of the show where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do this with research that basically turns what most people do kind of upside down. Because where most people dig in and say, you know, let's look at the numbers from the surface level. Oh, they look okay. At New Constructs, they're suggesting,
is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
That it's possible that those numbers, yeah, that beauty might only be skin deep. They dig in at the bottom. They bring an approach that is forensic accounting meets cash flow analysis, and they work their way up. And if they find that the top-down picture is not the bottom-line reality and the bottoms-up reality, well, then something is misleading. Now, if it works in your favor, then it's attractive. But if it works against you, it's dangerous. To learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com, on Twitter at newconstructs, and they blog about all their danger zone picks. So if you want more information on what you hear today, you can get it at their site. Kyle Guskey, great to have you back on Money Life.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Uber and Eventbrite.
Danger, danger.
Uber and Eventbrite. It's Uber, U-B-E-R, Eventbrite, E-B. What have they done that puts them in the path for trouble?
These are both two companies, more so with Uber, that have really only existed in a rising economy bull market. And the fundamentals look bad during the good times. So as we have this inflection point in the market right now, economic growth projections are trending downwards. We could see some trouble in these stocks with weak fundamentals, negative profits, negative profitability, and significantly overvalued companies, stock prices, because there was that hype built into those prices of these, industry-changing companies, and now that industry is changing, out from underneath them. In the case of Uber, we see that everyone knows how much money they've lost. Core earnings is negative $7.1 billion. They burned through $23 billion in free cash flow over the past 2 years. Economic earnings look even worse, negative $9.2 billion. But that stock price, even though it's fallen in, this year to date, still looks overvalued. Same thing with Eventbrite. We see that, economic earnings, core earnings all trending downward. ROIC is, has reached negative 41% in 2019, burning through cash as well. But even after that, cut in valuation this year, stock price still looks overvalued based on, future projections.
So what we've got here is kind of a follow-up on what we were talking about last week. Last week, we were talking about stocks with low ROIC, low return on invested capital. And, what you're talking about today is companies that, well, for an Uber or an Eventbrite, it's kind of like they got off to starts based on reputation and what everybody expected. So there was a lot of goodwill baked in. If you have a lot of goodwill, you don't necessarily have a lot of ROIC. So kind of same story, different verse on these?
Yes, these are both, highly negative ROIC companies. ROIC has gotten worse as these companies have grown revenue. So, top line, they focused all on revenue growth, at the same time earning less return each year. So we see that, declining ROIC, but yet the stock price still implies that they're going to immediately reverse that decline and become significantly profitable. In the case of Uber, just to justify the current price, they need to improve their pre-tax margin to 4% from negative 60%, and grow revenue by 26% compound annually for the next 11 years, which in the current economic outlook doesn't seem likely. But in that scenario, at their current take rate, they'd be earning over $900 billion in gross bookings, which is, significantly higher than now and actually more than some of the experts predict the entire rideshare market will be. So you're looking at massive expectations for growth in the Uber stock price. Same Eventbrite, they've got to increase margins from, I think, negative 15% to 3% and grow revenue by 15% for the next 14 years. which is well above what the expected global events industry was expected to grow at before the economic downturn started. So we're looking at low ROIC, high valuation, and expectations baked into the stock price creates a scenario where in bull markets it can be overlooked, and in current volatile markets, those companies can have a lot further to fall.
So how much further could they fall? I mean, what's a reasonable valuation on these stocks?
So at Uber, even if we assume, hey, you know, they get to a 6% pre-tax margin, which is a little less than the airlines had after they all consolidated and got much more profitable, they grow revenue by 17% compounding over the next decade, you're looking at only around $10 a share.
Wow. And I mean, that's a 50% haircut.
Yes. On top of, you know, they're already troubled. You know, they've fallen from their IPO.
Right.
And we still see at least, you know, 50% more.
And on Eventbrite?
So on Eventbrite, we say, you know, let's give them 2% NOPAT margin, which is slightly below live entertainment, which, you know, also hosts events and sells tickets, so they get a little more of that vertical integration. 2% margin, they get revenue by 10% compounded annually. For the next decade, you're looking at less than $5 a share.
Wow. In their case, not quite the 50% haircut, because they're trading in the $7-$7.50 range, but still, massive haircut from here. I know the hard part is always, you know, what's the catalyst? But if they haven't gotten there yet, with everything that's been going on with the market, is there something that makes the market go, oh, no, these guys are even worse, they have to have that fall now? Is there something that you think, you know, triggers it and makes people wake up?
I think it's the longer we're in this kind of uncertain market, the more investors are going to rotate to those safe stocks and kind of forego these profitless growth stories that no longer have that growth story kind of pushing the wind in their sails. So you can see a shift in sentiment can kind of drive these guys even further.
So it is Uber, U-B-E-R, currently trading in the 20s, worth potentially a little bit more like 10. And Eventbrite, ticker EB, currently trading in the 7s, worth a little bit more like 5. Low ROIC companies. And again, if you're low ROIC, you could be headed for trouble. Well, these are the Danger Zone picks this week. Kyle Guskey, thanks so much for joining me to talk about them.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. If you want to learn more, newconstructs.com, on Twitter, at New Constructs. And again, they blog about their Danger Zone picks, so go there if you want more information on today's choices. Up next, an extended market call with Dan Wiener from the Independent Advisor for Vanguard Investors. You love it, you can't wait, it's next.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.
PowerShares provides a different take on traditional asset categories while providing